Radio Prague News.
Foreign ministers meet in Prague on immigration. Unions threaten to strike at the country's refineries, and at least one person is killed at an explosion at an arms factory. Foreign ministers from the Visegrad Four, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland and Hungary, as well as Luxembourg and Latvia, met in Prague on Monday to discuss the ongoing immigrant crisis. The meeting was expected to have a coordinating character and was not expected to result in a final standpoint or declaration, according to the spokesman for the Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Luxembourg Minister for Foreign Affairs, Jean Asselborn, said after the meeting that there had been an exchange of views and that Tuesday's meeting of interior ministers was very important to find a solution. It was not an impossible goal, he said, adding that he now appreciated the problems better. The Visegrad Four have taken a stand against the European Commission proposal that countries sign up to a mandatory share out of immigrants. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka repeated that stand on Monday. EU heads of government are meeting for an emergency summit on the immigrant crisis on Wednesday. An analysis of mandatory quotas by the Czech Ministry of Interior suggests that they are illegal. The analysis also says that such quotas were already tried out and failed 6 years ago when they were adopted to deal with a wave of immigrants to Malta. The analysis in particular highlights the problem of how immigrants allocated to one country could be kept there against their will if they wanted to move on to another state. The analysis will be passed on to the current country chairing the EU's Council of Ministers, Luxembourg. Unions representing workers at the Czech Republic's sole refinery company, Česká rafinerka, have given warning that they are preparing for strike action in pursuit of their pay claims. The unions have asked the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs to nominate a mediator who could intervene in the negotiations. Talks between the unions and management over a new collective agreement have been ongoing since May. Workers are reported to be seeking a 2,000 crown increase in their monthly wages. Česká rafinerka is controlled by Unipetrol, which is in turn majority owned by Polish energy group PKN Orlen. An explosion at an arms factory in central Bohemia on Monday has claimed the life of at least one worker. The fire service said that the incident happened at the Celia and Belo factory at Vlašim when powder used for making arms exploded. More may be injured or dead at the scene, the fire service say. Unofficial reports say that at least three people are unaccounted for. The company has an almost 200-year tradition in the town. Czech Minister of Finance Andrej Babiš has criticised the European Commission for failing to take seriously enough the European revenues lost through value-added tax evasion and proposals made by Prague to tighten up the system. Babiš's views have been expressed in a letter to the Commissioner for Economic and Monetary Affairs, Pierre Moscovici. The Czech minister said the revenues lost from VAT fraud amounted to €168 billion in 2013. Babiš has been in the foreground of moves to shake up the current EU tax system, with value-added tax now paid by companies when they buy goods instead of when they are sold to the customer. This allows some firms to pocket the full retail price of the goods without handing over tax to the state. And finally, the Czech branch of Transparency International has launched a campaign for laws to be amended so that those who expose corruption or other illegal activities at work are better protected. Czech law has clear shortfalls in this respect, the organisation says. A survey linked to the campaign showed that around 70% of Czechs perceive whistleblowers as heroes. However, only a fifth of those who confronted by corruption said they raised the alarm with superiors or authorities. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.